Unit 22. Display devices. Exercise 3. Both LED and LCD TVs are based around LCD technology. Older LCD TVs used cold cathode fluorescent lamps, CCFLs, to provide lighting, whereas LED LCD TVs used an array of smaller, more efficient light-emitting diodes, LEDs, to illuminate the screen. Since the technology is better, all LCD TVs now use LED lights and are colloquially considered LED TVs. Three basic illumination forms have been used in LCD TVs: CCFL backlighting, full array LED backlighting, and LED edge lighting. Each of these illumination technologies is different from one another in important ways. CCFL backlighting is an older, now abandoned form of display technology, in which a series of cold cathode lamps sit across the inside of the TV behind the LCD. The lights illuminate the crystals fairly evenly, which means all regions of the picture will have similar brightness levels. This affects some aspects of picture quality. As CCFLs are larger than LED arrays, CCFL-based LCD TVs are thicker than LED-backlit LCD TVs. Backlighting swaps the outdated CCFLs for LEDs spanning the back of the screen, comprising zones of LEDs that can be lit or dimmed in a process called local dimming. TVs using LED backlighting with more precise and even illumination can create better picture quality than CCFL LCD TVs were ever able to achieve, with better energy efficiency to boot. Another form of LCD screen illumination is LED edge lighting. As the name implies, edge-lit TVs have LEDs along the edges of a screen. There are a few different configurations, including LEDs just along the bottom, LEDs on the top and bottom, LEDs left and right, and LEDs along all four edges. These different configurations result in picture quality differences, but the overall brightness capabilities still exceed what CCFL LCD TVs could achieve. While there are some drawbacks to edge lighting compared to full array or direct backlight displays, the upshot is edge lighting. Local dimming is a feature of LED LCD TVs wherein the LED light source behind the LCD is dimmed and illuminated to match what the picture demands. LCDs cannot completely prevent light from passing through, even during dark scenes, so dimming the light source itself aids in creating deeper blacks and more impressive contrast in the picture. This is accomplished by selectively dimming the LEDs when that particular part of the picture or region is intended to be dark. The quality of local dimming varies depending on which type of backlighting your LCD uses, how many individual zones of backlighting are employed, and the quality of the processing. TVs with full array backlighting have the most accurate local dimming, and therefore tend to offer the best contrast. Since an array of LEDs spans the entire back of the LCD screen, regions can generally be dimmed with more finesse than on edge-lit TVs, and brightness tends to be uniform across the entire screen. Direct local dimming is essentially the same thing as full array dimming, just with fewer LEDs spread further apart in the array. However, it is worth noting that many manufacturers do not differentiate these two separate forms of local dimming, as fewer, further spaced LEDs will not have the same accuracy and consistency as full array displays. Because edge lighting employs LEDs positioned on the edge or edges of the screen to project light across the back of the LCD screen, as opposed to coming from directly behind it, it can result in very subtle blocks or bands of lighter pixels within or around areas that should be dark. The local dimming of edge-lit TVs can sometimes result in some murkiness in dark areas compared with full-array LED TVs. It should also be noted that not all LED edge-lit TVs offer local dimming, which is why it is not uncommon to see glowing strips of light at the edges of a TV and less brightness towards the center of a screen. Since CCFL backlit TVs do not use LEDs, models with this lighting style do not have dimming abilities. Instead, the LCD panel of CCFL LCDs is constantly and evenly illuminated, making a noticeable difference in picture quality compared to LED LCDs. This is especially noticeable in scenes with high contrast, as the dark portions of the picture may appear too bright or washed out. As if it was not already confusing enough, exploring the world of modern display technology, you will most commonly find OLED and QLED. OLED, organic light-emitting diode TVs, are in a category all of their own. An OLED display uses a panel of pixel-sized organic compounds that respond to electricity. Each tiny pixel, millions of which are present in modern displays, can be turned on or off individually. OLED displays are called emissive displays, meaning they require no backlight. They offer incredibly deep contrast ratios and better per-pixel accuracy. Because they do not require a separate light source, these displays are also amazingly thin, often just a few millimeters. QLED stands for Quantum Light Emitting Diode. That means a QLED TV uses tiny nanoparticles called quantum dots to supercharge its brightness and color. It is not a so-called emissive display technology. Lights still illuminate QLED pixels from behind. However, the TV features an updated illumination technology in the form of quantum dot material, which raises overall efficiency and brightness. This leads to better, brighter grayscale and color and enhances HDR, high dynamic range abilities.